Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the Mets are back. As the little bit of Mets conversation I sprinkled in, I just wanted to keep giving props and praise to the polar bear, paid Pete Alonso. He's done it again. And I said I was going to wait to lean into that till he, you know, makes it happen in this game we're watching in here live. Keith McPherson on the Fan. My boy Rami is doing the button pressing behind the glass. We are watching this Met game, the second part of a doubleheader. The Mets go up 4-2. They make it happen all in the third inning. So the inning starts, and it is Francisco Lindor. Usually brings the right vibes, energy, leadoff hitter, gets the party started with a single. The generational Juan Soto, $765 million, he grounds into a force out. But who comes up right after him? Another big money man, new money, paid Pete Alonso. Cash is in. A single to put the Mets on the board. Tyrone Taylor scores. And Mark Vientos walks. Nimmo strikes out. Marte is next to hit a single. Mark Vientos to third. Pete Alonso scores. Juan Soto scores. Francisco Alvarez comes up. More small ball. Just knocks. Single, single, single. Francisco Alvarez single. And the Mets go up 4-2. Luis Angel Acuna grounds out. And here we are now in the bottom of the third. Keeping an eye on the Mets, and we'll talk about where the Mets are at some point with their lineup, with their decisions on pitching and players, and you know, Kodai Senga, and where they are. But I said two things. One, when we come back, we'll look at the Yankees and how they're going to line up their pitching against the Padres. I'm scared. Yeah, I'm scared of this series because, like, not for nothing, and I saw the Stanton interview like three times today. It has been planted in my brain that Stanton told the Yankees, and it got out to the public that we don't get swept at home. Remember that? When we were facing the Diamondbacks early in the season, and they avoid the sweep, and the narrative after the game was, oh yeah, you know, Big G gave a speech to the team, and he said, we don't get swept at home. I'm like, what are you talking about? The Reds swept us here last year. I've been to sweeps at home. That's cap. I'm like, what happens if we get swept this year? What happens if the Mets sweep the Yankees at home this year? I'm like, keep that quiet, but you can't keep it quiet. I just brought it back to the surface. Anyway, the Yankees didn't get swept here, but they lose 2-2 the Tampa Bay Rays. That, like, it didn't need to happen. They could have won the game yesterday. This game should have went differently today. And we were talking about Ben Rice because now, you know, when Ben Rice doesn't play in favor, there's other guys in the lineup. And I know Judge needs the rest day or whatever, but like, that whole game, I'm like, when do we get Ben Rice involved? When do we get Ben Rice in this game? And obviously, you can only use him for one pop because he can't play a position. And so Rami and I were talking during the break about a couple things because the last caller that we had, you know, asked what hand does he catch with and throw with. I'm like, he's a lefty hitter, but I think he's right-handed. I'm not sure, but I think that's correct. I'll have to pull up Ben Rice's baseball reference. But either way, like, we're at the point now, like, today, I was saying, after the ball went over Dominguez's head, I'm like, hell, why can't Ben Rice figure out how to play in left field? How many times have I seen?
Ground balls at third.
How many times have I seen Cabrera already airmail the ball from third to first? Yeah, he bats left and throws right-handed. So I'm like, why can't we start the process? If you know Stanton is coming back, right? Stanton is on camera. Stanton is working. He said he's working his way back. It's pending. There's your right-handed power bat. But you don't want to lose Ben Rice. Why don't we just start having him take reps at third base right now? Why not right now? While you're missing your middle infielders, I don't know. Maybe they really feel like he can't play the position. I'm not sleeping on the kid. And I'm looking for solutions. I'm looking for things to figure out. Because it's not a solution to me to play Pablo Reyes. And I know he can play in the outfield and play different positions. Like, we have a couple utility guys. Like, think about the Yankees right now. Between Cabrera, who can play multiple positions, but it's like, I think he's actually the best out of all of them. And of course, they pinch hit for him today. Cabrera, I probably feel the most confident in. And then I don't have any confidence in Peraza, who can play second, who can play short, who can play third, but is not really going to hit. And then Pablo Reyes, I don't really care to see Pablo Reyes. He might be gone. That might be another reason why they gave him the nod. Rami, we were just talking about Yorbit Vivas, and like, I remember him coming up last year for like a day, and we didn't even see him. And then you just reminded me.
He came up earlier this year. They didn't play him. This is the third time he's come up in his career and the first time he's played. And even still, they're reluctant to play him. They played him Friday night. They don't play him again today, but they pinch hit him. Like, what are we doing at this point? If he's hitting 350 in the minors, keep him down there. And if you're going to bring him up, play him.
If he's here, I'd rather see what he has. I know what Pablo Reyes is. I've seen enough of Peraza at this point. I'd rather give this young guy a shot. And they gave him a shot today, and he had a moment, right? That changeup comes in. He hits it, gets his first major league hit, scores some runs. I don't know. Either way, you know what it is. It's a loss. It's a series loss. It's a little disappointing. It's not the end of the world. But these shows are daily and nightly, and that's why we do this. And you can talk, and we can talk all through it. Everything from, like, why is Yorbit Vivas not starting? And why isn't Ben Rice potentially trying to find another position? And why is this guy here? And what are they going to do with the rotation? We're about to see Allen Winans, and they're about to probably send Will Warren down. I don't know.
It makes it equally frustrating when you're looking at a Tampa team that you can name maybe half the roster. If you're real in a deep fantasy baseball league, you probably can name the whole roster. But still, it's guys not making a ton of money. And you look at the Yankees, it's like, well, we kind of have the same thing going on outside of the couple of big names. It's the depth is where they're getting killed right now.
Bro, they rolled Travis Jankowski out there. Mets fans know him.
Yeah, of course. You know, like you said, Walls earlier had a big series. But again, he's not a household name. The kid that was stealing base every time he got on base, I hadn't heard of him before last week.
Chandler Simpson?
Yeah.
No, I've heard of him just because his speed. And he's a black player, and I think he's a Q. Like, he's been percolating. They've been talking about him coming up for a long time. Not a long time, but at least for the last 2 years, he's been on my radar. Because
that's, again, a couple weeks ago, I've been hearing about him.
His speed, he's beating out infield ground balls, like, more than half the time. He is stealing.
He gets on, he steals a base.
He's going when he... So, like, think about how that impacts the game. If he can put bat to ball, and I think he just started off... I'm sure if I search Twitter, he just started off his major league career with some type of a record or milestone. Like he hit on in like consecutive games or something. Like he's going to be a problem. He already is a problem. He's a problem for the Yankees. Like he is a problem because he can hit a little dribbler into the infield and he's beating it out like 80% of the time.
But that's the issue.
Once he's on first, he's going every time. Also in center field. Like that ball Judge hit the other night, Friday night, that got over his head. But like, he's fast enough to track down everything out. Like he's a blazer.
The Rays are finding and developing these guys. The Yankees are not, and it becomes very noticeable in a series like this where you have to play your depth pieces.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. So like they call him the fastest man in baseball. He had 104 stolen bases in 110 minor league games. And they knew he was going to be a problem. They knew he was on the way. Like I said, Friday night, that ball got over his head, but I think that might have just been, I think that was his first time playing in Yankee Stadium, and those lights are hella bright, and it's Judge, and it got lost up there. In the chat, Jack says, Keith, it was dope to meet you Friday night. Jack from Secaucus. Yanks got to get it together. Boone says, it's right in front of us. Stadium was turned up Friday night, pregame to postgame. I just got the update. George Lombard Jr. has been promoted to Double A. Is there a world where the Yankees fast track him for this year? Jack, no, sir. Nice meeting you as well, but no, there is no world where, and we shouldn't. We shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to think about George Lombard Jr. Again, I said the spring is over. The spring is the spring. We're not in the spring anymore. George Lombard Jr. needs to continue to work and marinate and get more seasoning and become. He is the future. The future is not soon, I don't think. Moose in Jamaica on the fan. Hello, Moose.
Keith McPherson, may the fourth be with you.
It was not with us at all. I didn't go up there to get that bobblehead. I had a bad idea about what was going on. I'm like, the rain, they're always affected by the rain. I'm like, this is going to be a stupid day today. I did not go.
I ain't mad at you, dog. Anyway, for what it's worth, I'm not necessarily worried. I did some quick math, eighth grade math, proportional math. Figured out mathematically we're still on pace to win exactly 90 games. So another loss in May as opposed to a win in June and then a loss in August. And then we clinched the playoffs in September. You know how it goes, a baseball sort of drag on that it's becoming, live and die with every game. But, you know, we can't necessarily be mad. Like, once again, 3/5 of our rotation, Stanton not knowing if he's coming back next week or June or whatever the case may be. But what's encouraging from the game I saw today was when they put in a lower leverage reliever, the Yankees didn't necessarily mail it in. It's just that, you know, Escauer couldn't come up with a productive out or a productive at bat that kind of killed the rally. Good that Yordan Vivas got his first hit in salvage. I'm excited for him. He seems like a good bench piece. He seems like a quality left-handed bat once he gets more seasoning, but you wonder if he's going to be one of these flash in the pan prospects that don't pan out because he doesn't get enough playing time in the bigs. But to switch to other topic I want to talk to you about, and hope all is well with your kid and your wife and you're adjusting to your new abode, wherever it is in New Jersey and stuff. For the Knicks fans out there, to pick up on the numbers, I did some deep diving in, well, not deep, but some look at what the Boston Celtics do because, I mean, everybody, including me, I think it could end in 5 Boston win. But if the Knicks steal game one or game two and obviously hold home court in the series, they can win in 6 decisively because they have 4 guys that can get 20 or more points a game, get their own shot. And the defense that Boston plays is not as physical and as aggressive as Detroit. But
thanks for the call, Moose. I just we're not there yet, and I'm just I know you guys are gonna call up the fan tonight and tomorrow before we get to this first game in TD Garden, the fake garden up there, and you're gonna come up with all of these ways that the Knicks can defeat the reigning champions. You're gonna go to sleep tonight and convince yourself that there are ways for the, you just said for the Knicks there are you crunch the numbers, Moose. You my guy. But you said you crunched some numbers, okay, and you came up with the Knicks beating the Boston Celtics in 6? They just beat the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons had 14 wins last year. We're talking about the reigning NBA champs. Before I get out of here tonight, I will tell you what I think about how the Knicks do not get absolutely swept and embarrassed. But, like, let's not go to the point where we think that, like, the Knicks can beat the Celtics in 6. What? There are no numbers that tell you that. Not Vegas, not the regular season. The math is not math in there. Let's stick to the Yankees because that's what my calls are on, and that's what we got to do. You know, the Mets are still playing, and I give props to the Mets. And as soon as I do that, here come the Arizona Cardinals, or the Arizona Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals again. You know, sports brain. There are Arizona Cardinals. They play in the NFL. Tyler McGill. Need to hold here, get this last out. The Cardinals have put a run on the board in the bottom of the third, so it is now 4-3. But going back to the Yankees, something else I wanted to add. Shout out to Ben Rice. His girlfriend went viral. She's a Harvard engineer. She made him this special wood table, and she put the video on TikTok, and I think John from Masbeth put it on Twitter, and she's doing wood shop work. She's a literal engineer, made him a wood table out. It's like the Yankee logo. Go look it up. It says Ben Rice and the Yankees. She cut out the Yankee logo with like wood cutting machinery and she painted it by hand. Where did they find these girls? Good for Ben Rice. Didn't Ben Rice go to Dartmouth? Where did he go to school? Ben Rice is he's a Dartmouth kid. So he's got him a girlfriend who's a Harvard engineer. Good for them. What a couple. She's she's making him a table for his birthday or something. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Jerry in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Jerry?
What's happening, Keith? Hey, listen, after this weekend, I lost complete faith in Boone. You just take Saturday night, okay? I forgot who got on first base. I think it was Grisham. I don't remember. But Cabrera was coming up. He was batting ninth. And I know that some people say, hey, you know what? You shouldn't give up the out. But if that situation didn't call for a bunt, I don't know what called for a bunt. Because then you had Bellinger coming up, I think, who doubled down the line or got a base hit, and they were first and third after that. Okay? You've got to move the runner into scoring position. Okay? And not only that, you back Clay Bellinger first. He's batting 179, I think. Okay? And you had Goldschmidt that could have batted first. You bat him first. And they're not going to go anywhere if Clay Bellinger doesn't pick it up, Volpe doesn't pick it up, and you got Austin Wells batting 208 behind the plate. And I know he makes it up with defense, Keith. I know he does. But they got too many holes, not only in their pitching staff, but they also have a lot of holes on the field. You got to protect Judge. I mean, this guy's having an all-time season, and he's got no protection in the lineup other than Goldschmidt. There's nobody else. I mean, Grisham is starting to hit. Goldschmidt, you're going to get 300, 330. That's beautiful. But how long is that going to go? The rest of the guys on the team are all batting under 230. Unacceptable.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, that game they had Ben Rice batting behind Judge. He ends up going 0-for-4. And then Ben Rice is not in the game today until it's too little, too late, a day late and a dollar short. I don't know. It's not great. I mean, even with that lineup, I don't know. When somebody gets going, you know, the Yankees believe in their guys, sometimes to their own detriment. It's like Bellinger's going to lead off because, like, we're trying to get him going. And, you know, he did homer. But I don't need Bellinger leading off. He should be lower in the lineup until he's consistently, like, hitting. I mean, hit a homer today. He just hasn't been what we were expecting. And again, spring training is over. We'll continue it. Time is flying already. It's 7:21. I got a break. So when we come back, we'll continue your calls with the Yankees. But now the Knicks have been dropped out there a little bit. I'm still talking Mets a little bit as the game is now tied 4-4. The Cardinals have come back. Tyler McGill is struggling a little bit in this bottom of the third, getting up to 56 pitches here. We'll start to open it up more in this next half of the show to the Knicks and to the Mets. And I do want to talk a little Abdul Carter and the Giants. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The amount of people online who have tried to compare Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders' situation to Archie Manning and Eli Manning's situation, I'm like, I hate the internet. I hate it. We shouldn't have so many people just weighing in and comments and podcasts. And make, like, people don't make any sense. But that's part of it, right? It's irrational. It's not the majority. It's just the loud minority. It's like just a few crazy fans and people with their takes and thoughts. And it's like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. But, it is what it is. 888-808-1019 as we get back to talking about the Yankees. And we're going to start to get into the Knicks conversation and the Mets. I mean, Tyler McGill threw damn near 40 pitches in the third inning. And we got a new game, folks. But it seems like the Mets they're determined in this second game of, okay, perfect timing. Stepping up to the plate with two on and no out. The generational Juan Soto. But anyway, with the Yankees and this series coming up against Juan Soto's team from 2 years ago, the Padres, you lose tomorrow, that's a losing streak. And guess who's on the mound? The guy that always is going to be on the mound when you need a stopper, when you need somebody to stop the bleeding, when you need to get right, when you need a guy to set the tone. And I won't knock him and say he hasn't been, like, he's been good in his last few starts. So let's hope it continues. Let's hope Carlos Rodon continues to not be affected by the little things, overcome the small things, and have a good outing against this Padres team. It'll be Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres. And the Yankees are familiar with him from his time in Beantown with Boston. So, like, the Yankees better win this game tomorrow, and everybody better be ready to go. If Volpe can play and he's ready to go, I expect him to be in the lineup. Now, Tuesday, oh! Yo, did you see that live? So, Juan Soto is up at bat, and he just hit the ball to dead center. Keith Hernandez will probably be on the call saying that one would have been out in Yankee Stadium. He hit the ball to dead center. Is this a robbery? Yes, that's a robbery. That's a clean robbery. Dirty. What a play. That's da-na-na, da-na-na, web jam. Sports Center, top 10.
He did what Dominguez didn't do on the ball hit to left today, which is he got to the wall, found the wall first, like, and then worked just, off like, it.
That's how you play the outfield.
Exactly.
When you always see these guys, they use their speed, they get back.
Get as far as you can first.
If you get
first,
back
yes.
and you read the ball, you can. It's always easier to come back in.
Exactly.
Even if you're coming back in falling than it is to get back. Like, you get back.
And that's what Keith
there's
was
a wall
saying.
That will stop your feet. There's a warning track that'll tell your feet, like, there's nowhere further to go. You get back.
I forget who was on the call with Kay today. Was it Nelson who was on the call?
Jeff yes.
Nelson? Yeah. So he said it also on the Dominguez play. You got to find the wall first. And he didn't do that. And here, that was a great job. He finds the wall first and then is able to make the play. Obviously, you look right here on this replay. He gets all the way back.
As soon as his feet hit that dirt in the warning track, he had his hand out for the wall, and then he found the ball. He just went up and robbed it. So,
exactly.
Yeah, Juan Soto, another almost homer. Just
by the way, that's 400 feet there. It's 408 dead center at Yankee Stadium. So, Keith, you can't talk. Not you, Keith.
Keith Hernandez. Yeah, I got to send you the audio now.
No, so I know. I heard it earlier today.
Let's play it because, you know, somebody at home is on the outside.
By the way, Nick Pivetta, career against the Yankees, 6.99 ERA. Dude has a 7 ERA against the Yankees.
So I'm expecting them to bounce back and win tomorrow, and Judge to hit a homer tomorrow, and Goldie to get right, and Ben Rice to be in the lineup, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, I'll send you the audio. Keith Hernandez earlier, it caused a little bit of a stir. But what doesn't when it's Yankees and Mets on Twitter? Anything Yankees Mets nowadays is on fire. There's so much back and forth, you know, as we head into this Subway Series on the 16th. But before we get to the Subway Series, I'm just letting you know the Padres series. It will be Pivetta versus Rodon, and then our boy Michael King of New York is coming through. And we will see, I just had it, Clark Schmidt come back. Hopefully Clark Schmidt is good. I'm sure those guys are friends. So Michael King versus Clark Schmidt on Tuesday. And then in the third game of the series, Wednesday, May 7th, that's where I expect to see Max Fried. It says TBD right now, but like if you count the days. Okay, now it says Max Fried. Dylan Cease versus Max Fried. It'll probably be a rubber match. Probably be like, I don't know, MLB Network's game of the week. Alex is in Linden. Alex, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, bro? Good seeing you Friday night. The vibes were good. And then that eighth inning yesterday, I really wanted Boone to just go right back to Williams and Weaver after what we saw Friday night. And I feel like he was just trying to steal out. That's the only thing I'll bang on him for, really. There, one of your take on that. Then I had one more thing after that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is with this bullpen budget. You do have to give other guys their turn, and then you also have to preserve guys. What I was looking at is, like I said, the Padres are coming up. Maybe he tried to steal outs with Leiter Jr., but like Leiter right. Jr.'s been good, and then he's also been bad. It seems to be 50-50 with him. I use the word the circle of trust with Leiter Jr. I'm like, he's always 1 foot in and 1 foot out of the circle of trust. So I don't know. It is what it is. But
like,
that game to me, you know, in my notes, and I was like, it was a birthday weekend, so I was doing a lot of things and watching the game. But I'm like, man, they should have taken Volpe out of the game. It took that long.
Yeah, he wasn't right.
It took that long of game stoppage to check him out, take him out of the game. You got four other guys that can play shortstop now. And I understand them, you know, letting him gut it out and whatever, but then that ball that he misplayed, that's the game right there. That was the difference. So
I mean, I hope he's all right. I think him being young, that MRI being clean, we dodged a bullet. The only thing, one more point, and I'll hang up and listen, bro, and I'll probably see you maybe this week, hopefully for a game. Yanks are going to be favored two of these next 3 days. And like you said, the internet's a crazy place. It is the most negative cesspool right now after today. But they're going to be favored in two of these three games against a good Padres team. The sky is not falling. It's early. I'll hang up and listen, bro. Be good.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for the call, Alex. I'll see you in 203 or wherever. Billy's, Stan's, the dugout. I had another video. Shout out to my boy Schmitty, who owns the dugout. I popped into the dugout for the first time this season. They remodeled it. It's nice in the front. Not that it wasn't nice before, but like now it's like it looks brand new. There's some new TVs in there. And the dugout, what I always used to say is no line and no high prices. Like the beer, you could buy beers in there and they're not as high priced as some of the other places. So, I mean, hit the dugout and go check it out for yourself tomorrow. Tuesday, Wednesday. The season isn't over. The Yankees are in first place. But we just need to see action. We need to see them fix these things. We're riding along in this car, and the tire pressure light has gone off. We're riding on in this car, and the gas tank is on E. We're riding along in this car, and we can hear there's something up with the brake. Like, we need maintenance. We need some things to fix this car. It's a luxury SUV, but, like, there's some things up with it that we just want to see repaired. 888-808-1019. Okay, so now in this Mets game, after the Juan Soto robbery, Rami, were you able to get it? It's on my Twitter account. So if you just go to the quote tweet, yeah, let's cue that up before we get into the, you know, back and forth with the Mets and Yankees and how funny that is that Juan Soto just had that home run rob. So in the first game today, Juan Soto hits a ball to right field. I don't know the distance, but it's warning track power. And the legendary Keith Hernandez had this to say on the broadcast.
Needless to say, that would have been a home run in Yankee Stadium. I hate to keep saying that, but...
So don't say it. Say it would have been a homer in George M. Steinbrenner Field, where the Tampa Bay Rays play. Say it would have been a homer in Camden Yards. Say it would have been a homer somewhere else. They literally have it. Remember they used to have the Where Did It Dong account?
I know. So I think that account moved to Blue Sky or whatever.
Yeah, but who's really on exactly. Blue Sky? I made the Blue Sky, and I just never even actually did it. But, like, Elon did something where the bot that they had that could track all the home runs and then put out the information on Twitter, we all used to be on that to see,
yeah,
especially Yankee fans, because, you know...
If we would get the most hate, yes.
Exactly. Now that doesn't exist anymore, but there is somewhere to find it.
I need to see that.
There's somewhere else to find it. Either way.
Because I wanted to see it, because Evan was talking about it on the afternoon show when he hit the two opposite field home runs last week, or I guess earlier this week on Wednesday or Thursday during the day game at Citi Field. Evan's talking about how, you know, those balls definitely are out of Yankee Stadium. No, left center is deep in Yankee Stadium. I'm not so sure about that.
Depending on how the wind is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think those were no doubters. And good for Juan Soto hitting those two homers in a loss. But, like, the whole thing I was saying was, and this is why my quote tweet got so much attention. And anything I put out on Twitter, I appreciate you guys. Anything I put out on Twitter about Juan Soto or the Mets goes off. So, like, I'll just keep going to the well with that. And, another play made. Nimmo got a hold of one. Walker is there and right and makes the play. They leave three on. They strand three runners. Bases loaded. Anyway, with the Juan Soto stuff, all I said today after Keith Hernandez said that was like, yo, like, Yankee fans, we watched all of Soto's at-bats last year. He wasn't a left-handed short porch merchant. It wasn't like he had a bunch of cheapies with the short porch. He just actually hit homers hitting in front of Judge. He got pitches to hit, and he did not miss them. I said, give it some more time, Keith. I'm like, this is rent-free. For all the Met fans that tell me that, like, me talking about Juan Soto and the Mets is rent-free, no, my job is to talk sports. I'm a radio host and a content creator online. My job is to do this. This is literally how I survive. This is literally how I pay my rent. The rent is high around here. Talking about Juan Soto, well, because I'm a Yankee fan, I can't talk about Juan Soto anymore. Of course I can. He was on the team last year. 888-808-1019. Gene is in Huntington, New York on the fan next. What's up, Gene?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
Good.
I'm in the car. I was listening to you talk about Soto's shot to center field, and it brought immediately to mind, for the past, like, week or 10 days or so, I've read, you know, a couple different articles about Juan Soto's bat speed and how his bat speed is down like 2 miles or 2.5 miles per hour from prior seasons. Well, bat speed, just like clubhead speed in golf, is one of the most critical things to how far you hit a ball. So if he's lost a mile per hour or a half a mile per hour, that's going to keep that ball in the park as opposed to getting the extra 2 or 3 feet to go out of the park, even if it's dead center.
You are correct, sir. My friend Tone, shout out to Anthony Tone from the Bleacher Creatures. He sent me an article from Yard Barker last week. This was last Monday, so almost a week ago.
Yeah.
Juan Soto's bat speed decline.
I saw it on.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. This is something that's out there, and people are talking about it. His bat has slowed down 2.4 miles an hour this season.
I'm a lifetime Mets fan, and I'm not worried about Soto. Two things that, you know, I fall back on. If you look at Lindor's first 25 or 30 games when his first year after signing a monster contract, Soto's outperforming Lindor on his first season, his first month, month and a half with a monster contract, you know, kicking around in the back of his brain. And the one thing, when he was picking teams, Boris pointed out to Soto that of all the four teams that he was kind of settled in on at the end of who he was going to go with, mm-hmm. Yankees, Mets, you know, et cetera, et cetera, Citi Field was the stadium that he had the best batting statistics and slash lines in. So, you know, he'll be fine. He won't be, you know.
You got to give it time. And that's what I said about Keith Hernandez jokingly, and people got upset with that. Thanks for the call, Gene. It is now the second month out of 15 years. His bat speed declining. I don't think he just aged that much in the last few months, but maybe he has.
Could be intentional also, trying to make more contact, right? We've seen guys slow their bat down. Think about Jazz Chisholm when he got hurt last week or earlier this week. He slows his bat down and actually makes contact, and like he's still strong
enough
to
launch it. Stop swinging
out
of your shoes when you got to get right. It isn't a home run or bust approach. It's, hey, put the ball into play and slow down your process.
And by the way, with the way Pete's been hitting behind him, there's no reason why you should be swinging out of your shoes.
Work the walk, get on base. And the way Lindor and Alonso have benefited from Juan Soto being in the lineup, just, I don't know, it's just fun. It is, I can't hold you. It is fun to see the Met fans say that Yankee fans can't get over the X, you know, all this stuff. And then Yankee fans with the F Juan Soto chance, and now somebody outside of Yankee Stadium is selling F Juan Soto shirts. I post them online and people think that I'm posting them because I'm completely joking and trolling. I wrote the caption and I said, gonna make $1,000 off this. He should probably make more than $1,000 selling those. Definitely this month leading up to the Subway Series. 888-808-1019. We'll talk a little Knicks when we come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. We'll sprinkle a little go New York, go New York, go in before we get to 8 o'clock, my last hour on The Fan. It's flying by. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, a little Sunday sauce, just a little bit, not too much, just a little bit to get you through. So talking about the Knicks, right, you know, I think Moose in Jamaica called and said he crunched the numbers and he's got the Knicks winning in six. I just don't know why we have to do that, but, you know, during the break, a couple of breaks ago, I said to Rami, I'm like, this is what happens. The Knicks barely won game five game four in Detroit, you know, because of the no call and yeah, however it goes. They barely won game six. Jalen Brunson puts the cape on. But now, since we've had a few days here leading up to the second round bout with the Celtics, that we knew this was destiny. We knew this months ago. We just knew there was no getting around it, no escaping it. It was going to be Knicks-Celtics in the second round. There are Knicks fans, and good for you. That's part of being a fan. There are Knicks fans that have talked themselves into the Knicks winning four games and the Celtics only being able to take two. I can't do that. I don't see that. But I'll tell you what I see happening where we might have a series. And it's something that I lean on and I've spoken on ever since I've been on The Fan, specifically with the NBA. It's all sports, but specifically with the NBA. Kawhi Leonard will be hurt. Kevin Love will be hurt. Kyrie will be hurt. KD will be hurt. Klay Thompson will be hurt. Trae Young will be hurt. Giannis will be hurt. Almost every year, we see the playoffs affected because a star player goes down. Where what would have happened if said player was healthy? It alters the series. We've seen it every single season. You could go back every year. Why'd the Warriors not win it and the Raptors won it? Well,
KD tore his Achilles.
Like, you know, even with like the Heat making their runs, if Giannis was there, was it 2 years ago? The Heat don't beat the Bucks with a healthy Giannis. They were able to do that. Klay Thompson, I already gave you a bunch of examples. The Brooklyn Nets. Harden has a hamstring. Giannis doesn't let Kyrie come down. The big three is just a big one with KD. They lose. They have Harden, but he's compromised. And Harden after game seven, I don't know what else.
Think about the Knicks last year and losing to Indiana. I mean,
look at just even use the example of the Knicks. Attrition. Every single season we see teams just not have their team, not have enough healthy bodies, not have the guys that they were depending on to get to the chip. Well, the Knicks are healthy right now. I don't know if this isn't even wood.
There's a little wood in front of you somewhere.
Yeah, the Knicks are healthy. I think this is Evan Roberts' Mets baseball bat. Count it. The Knicks are as healthy as they've really been, like, at this stretch of the season. And the Celtics, to me, are a couple, one or two physical, hard-fought games away from one or two guys tweaking an injury that they've had. Jrue Holiday's been battling something. Jaylen Brown's been battling something. Tatum has been battling something. Porzingis is, oh, it could be a hangnail. And Porzingis is battling a hangnail.
And think about the names you mentioned.
Al Horford is 40.
Jrue Holiday, the guy who's going to be number one tasked with guarding Jalen Brunson. Kristaps Porzingis, who would stretch the floor and get them and be able to shoot the threes where you always see Cat with the drop coverage. The guys who have given the Knicks issues this year. So if you want to paint a positive picture for the Knicks, you look at those two injuries first and foremost. Forget about one of their two superstars with either Jason or Jaylen Brown, right? And then beyond that, it's the playoffs. It's different, right? The Knicks also have played better in close games than the Celtics. It's just a fact. The mm-hmm. Celtics blow a lot of people out. When they hit their threes, they win by 25 points. When they don't hit their threes and they have to play in close games, they have a hard time winning those games. So there is a path. Do I think the Knicks are going to win this series? No. If they do, it would be in seven at the least, right?
Because you're going to need that many games.
You need everything. For the Celtics, there to be that many close games.
The Celtics are probably going to blow them out at least once in this series.
I would say once or twice in the series, but I could see a path where the Knicks, and this is how it happens. If the Celtics are dealing with injuries, and Jalen Brunson is playing like this,
and the energy is heightened, and the competition level is higher now.
And at the end of the day, if it's a close game, the Knicks have the best closer in the series. We know that.
If the officials are letting them play, and the Knicks just got out of a more physical series.
Exactly. The Celtics aren't used to that style.
Yeah, that is it, folks. 888.
You always say it.
808.
You always say, I know. That's why you play the games. Don't count them out before the series is over.
I'm not counting them out. I'm just saying, don't talk yourself into now they have the upper hand, Knicks and six.
No, they're by far, look at the gambling
crazier
odds.
Things have happened.
They are so far the underdog in the series. Yes, I agree. But don't count them out.
And don't bet that. If anything, you bet the opposite. You bet Knicks in seven, just in case.
Throw a couple bucks
somebody
on
goes
it,
down.
See what happens.
You're no one's betting on the Celtics to win this year. Like, you're not making any money off that, but that
Unless
is what I always say.
$1,000
That's why
to
Vegas
bet.
Exists. That's why sports gambling is legal, and it's making billions of dollars around here. And that's why we have radio shows and podcasts and TV shows, and we talk about this stuff nonstop because nobody knows. If everybody knew, it wouldn't be so fun to talk about. Long Beach, Mario, before we go to break, you're in there.
How you doing, buddy? Great show, as always.
Thank you.
You know, just piggybacking a little bit about what you and Rami were talking about, this is the key. I think this is the key. Obviously, everybody has to play good. Mikhail and got to pick it up, and so does Anunoby and Kat. If there's 5 minutes in the game left, and it's a less than 5-point game, Brunson is the best player on the floor. They will win. But the point is, will it be a 5-point game with less than 5 minutes? I don't know. Now, I'm not crazy. I know my basketball, Keith. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I don't think they're out of it. I'll listen to your response. Nice talking to you, buddy.
Thanks for the call. They're not out of it. They're very much in it. It's a series. I think tomorrow night in Boston is huge, and do not count out these Celtics fans. I'll say this before we go to break, and y'all know, but you got to be reminded. I know because as a Brooklyn Net fan, I had to deal with them here, and I know, I just know. They're among us. Some of them are listening to this radio station right now. Dial 888-808-1019. I talked to a couple on Thursday. They live in New York. They're showing up to the Garden with a Larry Bird jersey on, a Paul Pierce jersey on. Okay. But then also when you go up there to their building, they take that place to another level. I hate the Leprechaun Lucky, the parquet floors. I think it's trash. The fact that they refer to it as the Garden, I think it's all whack. I hate the Celtics. I'm rolling with everybody that wants to see them lose, but just understand this is what they do. They are the defending champs. They had the last parade. They think they're going back to back. Let's see.
Hard to go back to back.
Say that again, Rami.
It's hard to go back to back.
Oh, I had my headphones down, so I didn't hear you.
Oh, I said it's hard to go back to back.
It's incredibly hard to go back to back in any sport. You need health, you need luck, and you need your competition to fold. I don't think the Knicks are folding.
And you've played more games than anyone else.
It is. So for these Knicks that had the pressure of the Pistons and Cade Cunningham, this is a very young team, and it's their first time, and it's been X amount of years since the Pistons have won. They still haven't won a playoff game in Detroit. Like, that's a lot of pressure to not lose to a team that is not supposed to beat you. Now, they're punching up. Now, nobody expects them to win. Good. Go out there and ball. It's basketball. Go out there and hoop. All right, last hour of my show coming up. All aboard, 888-808-1019. KM to 9 p.m. returns right after this.